The Demon Seed.
Well, cut. You must be mistaken.
It's now. It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
John was just telling me that you had some
face-to-face interaction
in the flesh with listeners, all six of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a couple of times, yeah. I was doing that thing in Wrexham and some bloke came up to me and just went, I'm one of the three. I went, wow. I said, fair play to you. And then I said, sorry about that. And the bloke behind went, I'm one of the three also. This is a bit weird.
I was in a petrol station in High Cross and I met another one. So that's all three of them.
And then, oh shit. And then I was in B&Q yesterday. I don't know what John told you. And some bloke went, Mike Bubbins. I went, yep. He went, I'm a Demon Seed. And I said, oh, sorry about that. He said, you want to do music? He said, you hum it and I'll make the music for it. Fantastic. He's the bloke who did all that sort of Forgive Me, Father, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, really.
Oh, amazing.
Great work. Great work from a great guy, you know.
All round unappreciated genius by the sound of it.
Fucking yeah. Amazing. Absolutely.
We were just
amazing.
Doing micro memories about paedophiles we met or people we knew had met.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my old head teacher.
One of them?
Fair play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had them. We had in the late 80s, early 90s. There was instead of just doing art, you could do textiles. And there was a teacher, and I'm not going to say her name because I think she's still alive. But you know,
it was a pity.
Everyone used to reckon she was all right, and apparently she'd got off with one of the six formers. So everyone thought they had a chance. For some reason, she wasn't struck off. But I didn't like textiles.
Different days.
Fucked it off.
Different days.
Also, I wanted to mention that there's going to be a new T-shirt. Well, we're going to update the Weissmuller one, Mike, to what you wanted to say. And in the next few days, we'll be releasing a new Tin Snips T-shirt.
Oh, now we're talking.
Do it, Mike. Hit the metal. Show me your mom, man.
Show us your mom, man, Tin Snips.
Show us your mom, man, Tin Snips. Want to see me veins? That's a cracking eye. Can you see?
Show us your big thumb, Tin Snips.
Look at me veins.
Yeah, it's nice, that. It's Christmassy, isn't it?
Of course, Christmas is coming up. We ought to, over the next few weeks. This is a paid one, obviously.
Have we started?
We're on.
We're
rolling deep, yeah, you know. Christmas theme. Reese, have you got any, since you've turned up, have you got any content?
No.
Right.
Fair play. Move on.
Okay.
No. Well, to be honest, I thought the dramatic reading of Chris Leeds' book last week was such a big hit. I was hoping there was more.
That's happening again, believe me. I'll have to find some glasses.
Get some glasses.
Hang on a minute. Just fill up for a minute. I'll find some glasses.
Right, get some glasses. What I'm going to do, Reese, at this point, right, Reese?
Yeah.
I've got a thing I've made. If I email that over to you, can you drop it in at this part of the podcast? So
I
it
will.
Fills up. All right. Okay. Yeah. So I'll make sure that gets sent over to you later on.
I'll do it. 3, 2, 1, now.
Joe walked into the main room of the club, sweat dribbling down the back of his neck. He could feel the unmistakable rush of the eckies he'd taken earlier on that night starting to work their magic. To his left, a gang of ravers in face masks and white baggy jeans were locked into the tribal groove. A dreadlock girl in front of him stared motionless at the laser that swept the crowd as it gyrated and spasmed in time to the beats. Under his feet, Joe could feel the bass rising up to his stomach and to his neck. He shivered and felt another wave of ecstasy wash over his body. As he wove his way through the sea of ravers like a tranquilized cannonball through treacle, he knew tonight was the night. Then he saw it, exactly as he'd imagined it. The DJ booth. UV lights illuminated the DJ's yellow smiley t-shirt through the thick fog of disco smoke as he queued up the next record. It was now or never. Suddenly a hand clamped onto Joe's shoulders, pulling him momentarily out of the trance.
You're up next, pal.
What? Replied Joe.
You're up next, MC'ing and that.
Joe didn't need to be told twice. He climbed up over the stage barrier and took the mic. Who's being naughty or nice? He shouted out to the sea of contorted faces. Air horns and whistles exploded over the din of the breakbeat and the crowd went wild. All the people in the place, make some noise for my fucking DJ! Another wave of euphoria swept over the whole club and the breakbeat dropped hard. As the night went on, Joe dropped line after line of pure MC magic, whipping the crowd up into a frenzy like nothing Dumfries had ever seen. Then he said it, out loud into the audience, just like his grandma told him when he was a little boy, just like his dad told him on his deathbed after he got hit by that dustbin lorry, just like his dream. Who wants to hold hands? Let's all hold hands. If we all hold hands, we can do a massive hokey-cokey. The sub-bass poured over the crowd like boiling lava over Mount Vesuvius. And just as he'd seen it in his dream, the crowd reacted. Hands went up in the air like a million snakes writhing for attention, slowly intertwining with each other, fingers around wrist, thumbs interlocking, rich and poor, black and white, gay and straight. The whole place exploded into a giant hokey-cokey. Left legs in, right legs out, doing the hokey-cokey was what I was all about. The clubbers screamed out in unison with Jim on the mic as he bawled, do your hokey cokey, do your hokey cokey, do your hokey cokey. Knees bent, arms stretched, rah, rah, rah. By 3 a.m. the club was jumping. By 6 a.m. it was intertwined into a giant hokey-cokey. But what Joe didn't realise was that by 9 a.m. on Monday, the party wouldn't be over. In fact, the hokey-cokey would be on the front page of every major newspaper in Britain. News crews would be flooding Dumfries to document this relentless needs up. Radio shows would be running debates on the dangers of unsolicited hokey-cokeys. And nightclubs around the world would be revolutionised. For this was the rebirth of Hokey Cokey.
There we go.
Micro memories. My mate Pete used to be the landlord of my favourite pub in Newport, Bailey's. But he's retired now. And on most occasions, Pete would just give you free drinks and make you stay there till 2 in the morning, which was fine by me. And on one occasion, he told me the story about how he spent some time in Spain. In the 70s. And his wife had been cleaning a house for a local gangster and she found a gun. And I was quite shocked. He said that wasn't the most shocking thing. A local gangster let him go to a party on his yacht. And on one occasion, one of the other gangsters put his entire arm inside a woman's fanny.
Oh, Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian rhyme, with logs on the fire and gifts under the tree, John telling stories of feasting for three.
A time for giving,
a time for receiving,
a time for anal bleeding, a time for pleading.
Time for sticking it up to your elbow.
Screaming in pain and no one will know. Christmas time.
Christmas time!
Can we release this as a Christmas thing?
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clack hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
There is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the claghounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.